He used to be the boyfriend. You had a fight.
His deception was exposed.
He had lied to me the night before about where he was.
I would have wanted to confront him about it, because that's what women do.
And this conflict.
I had tried to talk to her, and she would push me away.
And I heard a very loud three bands on the door.
Was about to come to a head.
He dented her car with his head.
Now, the first time, it wasn't exactly my fault.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Kenneth Press is suing his daughter's ex-boyfriend, 19-year-old Justin Setch, for damaging his car when he headbutted it.
Order. All rise. Your Honor, this is case number 516 on the calendar in the matter of Press versus Such.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Mr. Press, your daughter was driving your car. You weren't present. This was her boyfriend. You claimed they had an argument, and he dented her car with his head. You weren't there, so you can have a seat. If I find in your favor, sir, I'll take a look at your estimate. Now, you're the girlfriend who used to be the boyfriend. You had a fight. Where and when?
It was August 4th at the Cold Stone parking lot in Valparaiso, Indiana.
How did you get there?
I drove there in my own car. It's a car that was damaged.
Who was in the car with you?
On the way there, it was just myself. On the way home, I took his little brother, Mitchell, home. He was 9 years old.
What were you doing in the parking lot?
In the parking lot, we were there with a bunch of my friends, and we were just enjoying the evening.
How come she was taking him home?
Because she had agreed that it would be okay if I stayed with my friends for a little while longer.
How long had you been dating at the time, Ms. Press?
It had been 2 years.
Tell me your story.
Well, I was in my car. I was in the passenger or the driver's seat, and we were in an argument.
What were you arguing about?
He had lied to me the night before about where he was. I later found out he was out with a friend.
A female friend or a male friend?
Not sure.
When you drove there by yourself to the parking lot, had you known Ms. Press about this alleged lie the night before?
Yes, I had.
So what did you go there for?
I wanted to hang with some of the friends that were there, too. I wasn't going to let that bring me down. I wanted to be with friends as well.
That I have a little problem with. Because if my boyfriend of 2 years told me he was out one place and he was out another place, it wouldn't have been a happy time for me to go just hang out with some other people. I would have wanted to confront him about it, because that's what women do.
Can I say something, Your Honor? I just didn't want to confront him in front of my friends. I wanted to deal with it later that night.
If you didn't want to confront him in front of your friends, how did it come up?
He approached me when I was trying to leave. And he basically said that we had to talk.
Why? Were you not talking to him?
No, I did not want to talk to him the whole night.
Just a minute. So you were hanging around with friends, but you were ignoring your boyfriend?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay, so you went there to hang out with some of your friends. Your boyfriend was there. He was trying to talk to you, and you were ignoring him. Now I got to see, I'm making a picture for myself. I understand the picture. Did you know why she was angry with you?
Yes, Your Honor.
How did you know?
Because she had told me before that she was upset about it.
When did she tell you?
I do not exactly remember.
I mean, that day, the day before?
It was the day before.
Okay, and when had you been out with somebody, male or female, I don't exactly care which one, and where had you told her you were going?
If I'm correct, I said that I just stayed home that night.
But you went out?
Correct.
When she told you that she found out that you went out, what did you say to her?
To be entirely honest, I don't remember.
Now she's in the driver's seat of the car and your brother is in the back seat?
Correct.
What happened, Mr. Seck?
Do you mind if we back up a bit, because she's left a lot of it untold?
Yes, you can back up.
Thank you. The arguing actually begun at Zao Island. She says that she was ignoring me, however, she hadn't. She had started arguments as well back at Zao Island.
What's Zao Island?
It's a miniature golf place. It's right there in downtown Valpo. It's a nice little place, and that's why.
And that's where you took your brother?
Correct.
Okay, so how did she start the argument at the miniature golf course?
I don't exactly remember how the arguing began. I just remember that she was upset about things. I had tried to talk to her, and she would push me away. She got pretty violent, to be entirely honest. And everything with what she was saying about how she didn't want to argue, she's the one who started the arguments. I just started a discussion.
You started a discussion?
Correct. I didn't go in there yelling. I didn't start screaming. I didn't even lay a hand on her. However, she changed it.
How did she do that?
By being physical with me and just kind of turning it into an argument.
Where was she physical?
There was a point where we were just kind of standing around at the park. It was right after we had finished miniature golfing, and then I had tried to talk to her about things, and she wanted to ignore me, and I just said, you know, if we could talk this through, then we wouldn't have to have this problem in front of our friends, because they were clearly understanding there was something going on, because she was ignoring me that night.
Okay, so now you backed up. You told me a little bit of the background. Now she's in the car with your brother in the back seat.
Correct.
Your Honor, he was in the passenger seat.
Who, the little brother or he?
Yes, the little brother, Mitchell.
Mitchell was in the passenger seat.
Yes, he was.
Front passenger seat.
Yes, front passenger seat.
Okay, fine. And what happened?
The door opened, and I was sitting down, and he was kneeling down trying to talk to me.
Just a minute. The driver's door was open.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he's kneeling down trying to talk to you.
Yes, and I clearly made it obvious I didn't
No, want don't to tell talk. Me what you clearly made it obvious.
I didn't.
Tell me what you did or what you said.
I said, I want to go home. I don't want to talk to you.
Okay. I believe him, Miss Press, absolutely believe him, mm-hmm. that you had exchanged words during the course of the evening. I believe that because it is illogical that any young lady goes to the same place where her boyfriend is, knowing what you believe you knew, and don't broach it.
I thought maybe it would have been a little bit more torture if I did go and just ignore him and have him.
Yeah, well, but you didn't because you couldn't control your temper. Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay.
So he's kneeling down.
Yes.
And you said, I want to go.
I want to go home. And he would not respect that.
No, don't tell me what he wouldn't respect. What did he say or do?
He said, do I have your attention? And I said, no, I would like to go. And all of a sudden, I heard a very loud three bands on the backseat door. And I turned, and he says to me again, do I have your attention now? And it was his head bashing into the backseat of the car.
Okay. Which caused the dent?
Which caused the dent.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
My head ended up hitting the car door a couple times. Now, the first time, it wasn't exactly my fault. And the second time, third time, yeah, it was. Because I had seen that I had gotten her attention.
Perfect,
Your Honor.
And later today.
I want you to tell me if you heard anything at 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, ma'am.
Miss Avery says lots was going on there. Lots of banging, picture frames being knocked off the wall, doors being slammed. You slept through all of that?
Yes, ma'am.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. 19-year-old Christina Press claims ex-boyfriend 19-year-old Justin Setch damaged her car when he headbutted it during an argument.
Now tell me your version of how the car got dented.
All right, well, the argument started on the way to the car when she was about to leave. She agreed to take my little brother, and it was about time for him to be home. And so the argument started there because she was, once again, being illogical, irrational with me.
What did she say? Don't tell me she was being illogical.
Well, she was just saying, you know, I don't want to be here. I want to leave. I don't know why you want to talk right now. And
okay.
I said, because you're kind of ruining the evening. All of my friends are upset. We had been fighting the entire time.
Okay.
And I didn't want her taking my little brother home when she's in such a state.
Okay.
And so the argument started there.
Okay.
She wouldn't listen to me. She just got to the car. She was yelling at my little brother to get into the car. And I wasn't very happy about that. So I didn't say, do I have your attention? I just said, you know, can we talk about this before you leave? And she wouldn't.
Okay.
She would push me away.
The car door is open and you're kneeling down.
Squatting.
Squatting down.
Correct.
I got it in my mind.
Okay.
Step by step, Mr. Seck, what happened?
From there, I had said, can we please talk? Can we settle this before you leave? I knew she was upset, and I didn't want anything to happen on the way home. I know when she's upset.
Don't tell me what you know. I don't care.
Okay.
Just tell me what happened.
I asked her if we would talk. She said no. She kept pushing me away. She tried to shut the door on me a couple times, and throughout all the fuss, my head ended up hitting the car door a couple times. Now, the first time, it wasn't exactly my fault, and the second time, third time, yeah, it was, because I had seen that I had gotten her attention.
Perfect.
Your Honor.
Perfect. I like you even though your bangs are too long. Does your mother tell you that?
Yes, she does.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you for all the mothers out there. We love to look at your eyes. You must have very nice eyes under there.
Thank you.
Okay. Can I see the estimate on the damage, please? Good for you, Mr. Seck. I'm glad you told me exactly what happened. I'm glad you told me the truth. Now you can stand up, Mr. Press. Now, my question to you is, this happened in August. This bill is dated December 28th. I want to see what the car looked like in August before you tried to take the dent out.
Actually, I have two pictures.
Well, that's a big dent. When did you have it fixed?
It has not been fixed yet, Your Honor.
Okay. So this is just an estimate?
That is correct.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $549. Good for you. I mean, good for you that you told me the truth. Bad for you to hit your head against the wall.
May I just make a couple more comments?
No.
All right, excuse, you may step out.
I guess when you're in a relationship and things are shaky from the start.
I'm just glad the relationship is over.
You should probably end it right then and there.
It shouldn't happen in the first place.
So it's not getting any better.
I've definitely chose my boyfriend's better now. Definitely.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Avery versus Adams, step forward.
22-year-old Amelia Avery is suing her ex-boyfriend, 24-year-old Robert Adams, for tearing up her home, damaging her property, and stealing her bed frame during a night of heavy drinking.
Miss Avery, you and Mr. Adams were a live-in couple for several years, and according to your complaint, on an evening in January, you had been drinking with friends along with the defendant, and you got into a fight. You told him to leave, and he caused some damage when he left. Mr. Adams says that you did have a fight, told him to leave, he left, but you were the one who was drunk, and you were the one who caused the damage. Now, I think this was January 10th, according to your complaint.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
January 2nd.
January 2nd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And had you been partying since New Year's?
Not like the full way through. I had to work on New Year's, and so that's why we had all gotten together on the 2nd.
What time did you start drinking?
I would say it was probably like 10 o'clock.
So you started to drink at 10 o'clock at night, and this incident happened at 3 o'clock in the morning, so you had all been drinking for about 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
How drunk were you?
Pretty drunk.
How drunk were you?
I was sober.
Tell me how that came about, that you were sober. Stand up.
Well, I'm almost 21, and I want to be a nurse, so I didn't want to get drunk and get in trouble.
Must not have been much of a party for you.
No, not really. That's why I went to bed at about 11, 11:30.
Where did you go to bed?
Upstairs.
Was that the intention that you were all sleeping over, or do you live there?
No, she's just my best friend, and I've lived with her before, and I live in Kaysville. I just didn't want to go home.
Okay. I want you to tell me if you heard anything at 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, ma'am.
You remained asleep until when?
I woke up the next morning at about 7.
How big a house is this?
It's a pretty big house. There's a basement level, a main floor, and two upstairs levels.
Okay. Miss Avery says lots was going on there. Lots of banging, picture frames being knocked off the wall, doors being slammed. You slept through all of that?
I come from a family of 6.
That's okay. I'm just asking a question. You slept through all of that?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Sit down.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Basically, how it all went was she got too drunk and she was breaking things.
What happened to her iPod?
I don't know what happened to it. She may have put it in the Cincy burner herself.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Amelia Avery says ex-boyfriend Robert Adams flipped out during a night of partying. Amelia claims Robert tore up her home and stole her bed frame.
Go.
Okay. Rob and I have been on and off for 3 years, like he said.
I don't care. January 2nd.
Okay. We were downstairs. We got an altercation about my cousin that had just passed away. I asked him if he would leave. I thought he was just going to leave. Eric was still there downstairs with me. And then all of a sudden, we heard a big banging on my back door, which was locked. So I went to unlock it. Rob had drove his car back around the outside of my house through the snow into my backyard. I unlocked the door, saw that he had cracked it at the bottom, either from kicking or punching. I'm not sure. I wasn't out there. He came inside. He started to dismantle my bed frame. I told him that was not his to take.
Did you buy the bed frame or did she?
I didn't buy it, no.
If you didn't buy it, why were you taking it?
I felt like it was mine. She told me to throw my bed away the last time I moved in with her, so I felt like it was mine to take.
Okay, so it's hers, so you had no right to take it. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. And where is it now?
In pieces.
Okay. And we're talking about a metal bed frame?
No, it's a wood one, and he took the metal base to it also. And while he was taking that outside, that's when he ran into the window because he was so clumsy and drunk. That's when the window was broken.
Go ahead.
And then after he had broken the window, I started to scream and holler, like, why are you breaking property and stealing my property? It's never ended like this before. I mean, we've been on and off 10, 20 times, I'm not sure. It's never ended with, like, physical or property damage, anything like that. So I started to get to the point where I was really upset, screaming at him. He was tearing clothes down in my closet. He put my iPod right here in my Scentsy burner, which is a candle burner. And now it completely doesn't work. I don't know why he was jealous and had to ruin my personal things. I wasn't breaking anything of his. I wasn't talking. Intoxicated, but not to the point where I couldn't understand, like, was angry. I mean, I was very upset, but
When you're drunk, you're drunk.
I know, but not to the point where I would break any of his things. Like, I never tried to break him or steal any of his stuff. He just decided he wanted to go crazy and get... I mean, he was drinking the whole time he was moving out. I was done drinking. I wanted to go to bed. I just wanted him out. He just kept drinking, just kept making another drink. I'm like, you need to leave, you know.
Where was he supposed to go at 3 o'clock in the morning?
I didn't really care. I just wanted him out.
Well, but you had been a couple together for 3 years. Both of you were drunk. Didn't you think it would have been a smart thing if you wanted him out and he wanted to break up with him to wait until the morning? Let him go to sleep on the couch, sleep it off. You go to your room, sleep it off. And the next
I would have liked it to be that way. I just asked him to leave. He's the one that decided to break up.
Just put your hand down.
Sorry.
Didn't you hear what I said? I said, if he was drinking and you were drinking and it's bad weather outside, because you said he had to go through the backyard through the snow, instead of throwing him out at 3 o'clock in the morning to let him sleep it off because he was drunk, instead of getting behind the wheel of his car to leave and just let him go to sleep on the couch, or you go to sleep on the couch, and just wait until it all blew over.
It just wasn't going to happen. He was so upset and so belligerent. He was demanding. I mean, I told him to leave, but that's when he went upstairs and decided to move out. I never asked him to move out. I just asked him to leave for the night.
Where was he supposed to go?
I figured he would have called a friend or something.
You didn't figure anything. You were drunk.
But I was not as drunk as he was. Not at all.
I'm listening to you, Mr. Adams.
Really, basically how it all went was she got too drunk and she was breaking things. Like, I was just trying to get all of my stuff together. I didn't want to be there anymore, so I loaded up my truck and got out of there as soon as possible.
What happened to her iPod?
I had it with me because I had been using it, and I just kind of threw it back at her, and I guess, I don't know what happened to it. She may have put it in the Cincy burner herself.
So you had it, but you do remember throwing it back at her?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Can I see the iPod, please?
Yeah. And I have a picture of it completely submerged into my... He did not throw it at me. He put it right inside.
I don't care, Miss Avery. You both exercise very bad judgment. What else?
There was just two broken doors, one of which he had kicked in, and the other one he tried to...
Did you have it fixed?
I haven't had it fixed yet. I don't have the money to. He promised to pay me these things back. I talked to him a couple days after the situation. He said, well, let's get back together, let's fix things up. And then the next time I talked to him, I told him there's no chance of getting back together, not after how crazy things got that night. And that's when he's gone back on his word on paying me.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
You owe her $50 for the bed frame. You had no right to take it. And $100 for this. Do you understand? I'm not sure who broke anything else. All I know is it couldn't have been as much of a scuffle as you describe.
Why do you because think his arm's one, broken right now? Because that's how crazy he gets.
Just a second. Listen to me very carefully. You picked him. You got drunk with him. And he was so drunk that you say he caused all of this damage. He kept drinking as he was moving out, right?
Yeah, but how is that my fault? He's damaging my property.
He was your boyfriend, madam. I'm not forgiving him for taking your bed frame, which he had no right to take.
And my bed is a lot more than $50. It was a nice bed.
Show me.
I don't have any pictures of it because he took it.
Fine. That's what I'm giving you, $50. Now, my problem with you is when you are drinking, and you'd been drinking for 5 hours, and you described yourself as being drunk, but not so that you didn't know what was happening. That's what you described.
I wasn't so drunk I couldn't function, though. He's the one that was falling into windows trying to carry a bed frame. I could carry a bed frame just fine without falling into a window.
Miss Avery, when you're drunk, you're drunk, and you exercise poor judgment. He was probably drunker than you
were. Most definitely. I know he was.
He may have been. You exercised poor judgment. You should have gone upstairs, gotten into bed, and said, tomorrow it's going to be over. In the light of day, when we're all sober, he's going to gather his stuff together when he's sober and leave, instead of throwing him out at 3 o'clock in the morning when he's drunk.
Well, that's what Eric was trying to do.
Not smart. He's not allowed to take property that wasn't his, and he's not allowed to destroy this, which he did. I don't know who dumped those picture frames. In any event, I'm not interested. Stay sober. You'll be happy. Goodbye.
Honor, also
judgment for the plaintiff and the amount of $150. That's all.
Ozark Spears, you step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I wasn't very drunk. He drank half the bottle. That's why he has a broken arm.
I didn't do anything. She's the crazy one.
That's why he has a broken arm. I don't get crazy like that.
She's the one that was drinking, getting belligerent.
Probably from punching the door so hard. That's how the door broke.
When she gets drunk, she loses control.
Don't date crazies. Don't date crazies.